Welcome to the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I'm Lydia Vicar, Director of Vicar Law, where we specialise in succession law, civil disputes and litigation in Queensland. If you want to safeguard your assets, navigate estate planning with confidence, or resolve legal conflicts effectively, you're in the right place. Join me each week as we break down complex legal issues into clear, practical insights, helping you protect your legacy and find solutions with certainty. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome back to the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I am your host, Lydia Vicar, Director of Vicar Law. And today we are continuing this month's theme on family provision applications and contesting wills. And this week I wanted to talk about the biggest hurdle that you really need to overcome when contesting a will. And that's around the financial need of you as an applicant. Now, most people assume when they're contesting wills that it's about fairness. And it's not about being fair. You know, the kind of words I hear are, I just want it to be fair. This is unfair. I should get something. And I understand that kind of from a moral perspective, but it's just not how the law looks at it and definitely not how the courts end up looking at it. Okay. So the court's focus isn't on making a distribution go from unequal to equal. The focus is on making sure that everybody who has made a claim or is a beneficiary has been provided for appropriately, and the test of adequate provision has really been made out. So it's a needs-based assessment. It's not a want. It's not an equality kind of route that we go. And that's why the financial need aspect is really one of the biggest hurdles to overcome. So in last week's podcast, I really delved into some of the factors, but I just wanted to hone in this week on financial need. So let's start with, what is financial need? Okay. And financial need doesn't mean that you're super poor, you're living on the poverty line. It is just an overall assessment of your needs financially as a beneficiary. So it really looks at the same things we look at as in estate planning, actually. You're looking at assets and liabilities, what the income is, ability to work, you know, earning capacity, health and future needs. I gave the example last week of what I would think is a model applicant of someone that does have a disability and is on disability pension. That's kind of someone, an example of someone that would have a financial need, somebody that has been relying on the deceased for their living expenses or for some other reason, and then, you know, they're not provided for in a will. That's the kind of applicant that we would be looking to insure. It's not to say that if you are financially well off that you won't succeed, but it is definitely kind of a harder balance to look at. And all these cases really, really do turn to the facts, but it's very rare to see somebody with no financial need or very little financial need being, you know, overly successful in court. And you'll recall, if you watched my podcast or listened to my podcast last week, that we really talked about when these matters kind of settle, and it's usually at mediation. Not a huge amount go to court, and the ones that do go to court are largely unsuccessful. Okay, the unsuccess rate is much higher than the success rate. And so when we're looking at some of those cases, you know, financial need is really something that's looked at. But as I kind of have now said in a really long roundabout way, it doesn't preclude you from making an application. It doesn't preclude you from having an outcome at mediation. It doesn't preclude you from being successful in court. It just makes it all very much harder. Okay. So, and that's why it's the biggest kind of hurdle that you need to overcome. Now, when we're talking about some other factors, you know, lots of people will say to me, oh, okay, because I've earned money and I'm well off, that precludes me. You know, that's my mother, that's my father. Well, sort of, unfortunately. It's unfortunately not around emotion. It's really around the financial, you know, ability of your claim. And so that's why it's one of the first questions I ask when we're looking at doing a family provision application, it's not just the applicant's finances we're looking at. We're looking at all the beneficiaries, you know, all the possible, you know, applicants, and also all the beneficiaries in the will. We're looking to see the financial need of everybody. Okay. So it's not just about you. It's about everyone. It's almost about your competing financial need to other people as well. And that's why family provision applications can be really hard. And you might recall from last week's episode that I did talk about the option of contesting or challenging. And that's why I think in the future, challenges to wills are going to be more the route people take. Because as property values increase, as people earn more money, I think it's going to be harder and harder to overcome this financial need aspect of a family provision claim. It's something that you really need to consider. And one of the biggest things that we talk about, you know, when someone comes to me and says, I want to contest a will. On the flip side, when I'm acting for an executor and someone says that they want to contest the will, the first question I will ask is, what is the financial need of that person? Like, what's their financial situation? Because the more dire the financial situation, there's a higher likelihood that they will somehow be successful. Looking at all the other factors, you know, that we talked about, the size of the estate and whether they're eligible, all those factors do matter. But financial need just happens to be one of the biggest hurdles. So that's what I really wanted to just touch on this very kind of quick podcast today. Now, if you're looking to make an application for a family provision application, you need to make sure that you're able to show your financial need and your financial position. And that's really getting your financial documents together, getting documents of your liabilities and your expenses, and showing this to your solicitor to really get a good idea on what your claim kind of looks like. So that's what I would be recommending to you if you're starting to think about this. Just because you feel like you're well off doesn't mean that your claim is precluded. I don't want that to be the message, but I want the message to be it's a hurdle. You need to get legal advice and you need to speak to a lawyer about whether you can and cannot do it. And what I think ultimately you need to think of is, do I need provision from this estate and what does it look like? Okay. So as always, please get legal advice. Super, super important. To get it from me, you can hop on my website, www.vicarlaw.com.au. Book a free consultation with me, Lydia Vicar, and we can look at this together. So next week, I'm going to switch from looking at the applicant's position to looking at the executor's position and looking at how executors should be defending family provision applications. And then in the last week of this month, I'm going to talk about deeds of family arrangements, what they are and what they mean and how they're used in this kind of sphere. So thanks so much for listening once again, and I will speak to you next week. Bye. That's a wrap for this episode of the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I hope you found today's insights helpful in navigating your legal journey. If you're ready to take the next step in securing your legacy or finally dealing with your dispute, you can pop on my website, www.vicarlaw.com.au, to book a free consultation with me, Lydia Vicar. You can also subscribe to our newsletter or find out more about today's topic. Your future begins now, and we're here to guide you every step of the way. Until next time, I'm Lydia Vicar, signing off.
The Vicar Podcast comprises general information and does not serve as a substitute for professional advice. Prior to making any legal decisions, individuals are advised to seek independent professional guidance and assess the suitability of this information for their own individual goals and objectives.